Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio here at the 15th anniversary of .NET. And you found me, Dan Fernandez.
Well, I'm incredibly happy to be here.
I'm excited you're here too, man. You've done so many things inside of Microsoft. When did you join?
2001.
Okay.
July 2001, yeah.
Just before .NET Ship, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was going to PDC, if you remember that PDC.
Oh, that was the .NET PDC.
I still have my .NET My Services book, and I can't wait until that hits GA. It's going to be an amazing set of services on what I can do with MSN.
Was that Hailstorm?
I think Hailstorm.
It was Hailstorm. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow, pull out the old code names.
Yes, yes. That sells for $5 on eBay these days.
Nice. You were also, I think, the driver behind the Express Editions of Studio, like this idea of opening up Studio to anybody.
Yes, yeah, and that was, you know, at the time, heretical, right? If you think about Bill Gates had this letter that he had sent to the basic community on how you cannot have a free edition and we cannot have a commercial software if we give something away for free.
Right.
And that's kind of where we started from. And we we wanted to have...
So you had great support from the top, is what you said.
Yes, exactly right. So we were going to change what was a multi-gigabyte product.
Right.
And we wanted to make it 50 megabytes.
Right. Why
20 megs for the... because we figured you could actually download 50 megs
right.
at the time.
This is the beginning of the internet being...
Right.
Available.
We're talking about 2004.
Right.
Right. So 18, 20 megs for the framework and 30 megs for the tools.
Right.
And how do we even factor that stuff down so that it's even possible to do that?
To get it all in there.
And download as a distribution. We used to give people CDs.
Yeah.
That was the way we distributed software. So it was a bit of crazy talk for how we wanted to get there, and it was really hard. And a number of people just basically running into walls.
Sure.
Of people and us saying we want to expand dramatically. We're not going to destroy our revenue.
Right.
And yada, 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 we shipped.
Yep. And the world didn't end.
The world didn't end. we had 17 million downloads in, I think, about 2 years. We had the hottest legal download on the internet, because this is Napster time.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, exactly. So it was the legal, and there was fire and flames and gorgeous stuff in terms of... And we showed that our revenue still increased on the top side, but we were able to hit this other segment of customers that we never talked to before, whether it was beginners, students, hobbyists, and even just funny stuff in C++, there were kind of two skews. It was a bunch of people that were either 17, 18, either in high school or college age people that were using this, or people that were like over 50 and using C++ that had learned it in some way and were building applications.
And now they had an IDE they could use.
Yeah, and it didn't cost them hundreds of dollars to build either their application, and they were looking to advance their career, and that was probably one of the key reasons why people were taking and downloading the software.
It's awesome, man. It's really interesting. And now today, looking at .NET and Studio, VS Code, like we're all open now. Community editions.
If you think about it, it was kind of like our first push, and we proved that it wasn't going to destroy the world,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But there were so many people that were absolutely against it, and now you know Visual Studio Code is probably a great example, like where we're even broadening out further.
Yeah, across platforms.
Cross platform, Windows, Mac, Linux, in multiple languages as well. So as opposed to saying like, hey, a VB Express, a C# Express, and so on. So it's just fantastic to see the way we're kind of growing and really providing something that's awesome for developers. Like, hey, we're providing this. This is good stuff. There's no strings attached as opposed to, you know, ransomware or some of the other
Registration. Well, and also just being built in public, right? It's all on GitHub. They're YouTubing their meetings. Like, it's very, very visible to everybody.
And that is a big culture change. Because, I mean, I remember some folks who had talked about open sourcing some stuff or even just for a reference license for the .NET framework. And even that was so controversial at the time. For us to think about, and there were just people inside of DevDev continuously pushing the envelope on how we can make things better for developers.
Right, and it worked.
So, yeah,
here we
absolutely.
Are.
I know,
that's
and
awesome.
We're still employed, and
Yeah, well, I was appreciative then of what you did, Dan, so thank you. I'm even more appreciative now, because I think it was part of the roadmap that got us where we're going.
Yeah, and I think it was just awesome to see even the NASA Whirlwind project was using it like within a couple of weeks, and we're like, wow, we are hitting people we never would have
never
before.
Got to before.
And then classrooms where you hear these just like amazing stories of people's like, I learned to code and it was the most amazing thing for me, and I'm looking to like now go to college to program, and you're just like, Okay, I'm going to put this in the save email pile.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep that one. It's
exactly.
Good
one. Dan, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Richard. Always a pleasure.
Give us a big happy birthday.net.
Happy birthday.net. We love you.